You're listening to Vatican Radio. Another milestone in ecumenical relations takes place in the German town of Wittenberg on Wednesday as the World Communion of Reformed Churches signs up to the Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification. The signing ceremony takes place during an ecumenical prayer service in the context of the WCRC's General Council, taking place in Germany from June 29th to July 7th. The WCRC represents some 80 million Christians in Congregational, Presbyterian, Reformed, United, Uniting and Waldensian churches in over 100 countries around the world.
Our hope is that we will be in a position now at every local level and regional level, we will have a better opportunity to work together.
Bishop Brian Farrell, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, is heading the Vatican delegation in Wittenberg for the signing ceremony. He told me more about the importance of this historic event.
Well, to make a long story short, one of the major problems in the 16th century was the theological and spiritual understanding of how the salvation brought by Christ actually takes effect in the life of people and in the church, through the church. This has been a bone of contention, and we kind of simplify it by saying we are saved by grace or we are saved by good works. Well, we've, in the ecumenical process, we have come to understand, Catholics, Lutherans, and then later Methodists, we have come to understand that we have a common understanding that we are saved by grace, but that requires then that we show our changed relationship to God in good works. Now, the Reformed churches, which are very many around the world, after a long process of discernment, are going to associate themselves with this fundamental doctrine. So what it means is that the Catholic Church and most of the historical Protestant churches now agree on this fundamental doctrine, on the essence of justification, how it happens, so that we have a much stronger basis on which to build our spiritual and ecclesial relationship. That's what's happening in Wittenberg, where the Reformation began with Luther.
So this is a huge step forward, isn't it? What does this mean in terms of the next step for the ecumenical process?
Well, it is a huge step in the sense that Pope Benedict called the original declaration between Catholics and Lutherans a milestone in ecumenical relations. This milestone is now being shared by others.
Pope Benedict, or Cardinal Ratzinger as he was then, was one of the architects, wasn't he, of the original declaration on justification?
In a sense, he made it possible. And therefore, he had a profound understanding of what it entails. And as he called it a milestone and was frequently referred to it, we should all understand that it is a big step forward in ecumenical relations.
The Reformed churches have been discussing this. They've decided to sign up. They also talk about bringing their own particular insights with a special focus on justice and justification. Now, what does that mean exactly?
Well, it means that the Reformed churches wish to underline the fact that when we are justified by grace, we have an immediate responsibility to work to bring this grace into the real visible world through the struggle for justice. They wish that by signing on to this declaration on justification, we will all understand that an immediate effect of it is that we have to commit ourselves more fully to justice in the world. Now, the real result is that we will have a stronger basis for collaborating among all Christians in this work of transforming the world and bringing assistance to all those who need.
The Reformed have a particular focus on three areas at the moment, don't they? Economic justice, eco-justice, and gender justice.
Yes, they articulate their commitment to justice under these headings. And they work in many different ways in bringing about a new awareness of the requirements of this justice. And with most of this, with practically all of it, we have to agree it has been part of our Catholic social doctrine for so long. So our hope is that we will be in a position now at every local level and regional level, we will have a better opportunity to work together and not just in isolation, each church in isolation, to work together in these fields.
This, of course, aligns very closely with Pope Francis' own vision, doesn't it, of doing ecumenism rather than just in a laboratory but actually out in the field.
Well, the word is walking together. Now, we have a new reason, if you wish, and a new theological insight that helps us to do this walking together more fully.
My thanks to Bishop Brian Farrell, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity.